In the past, most people thought that health meant the opposite of disease, or the absence of disease. There are two problems with this idea. It ignores states of health between disease and full health, and it emphasizes the physiological aspect of a person. Those people thought that the body could only be either ill or healthy. They usually ignored the complex interrelationships among a person's five aspects: physiological, emotional, intellectual, social, and spiritual aspects. Health professionals must define health and illness. Healthcare workers should stick to the definitions. At the same time, they should take into consideration a patient's basic human needs. On the other hand, people also have different ideas about basic human needs and illness. They often react in different ways to illness. The nurse needs to understand both how patients react to illness and how basic human needs can best be met. The nurse also identifies actual and potential risk factors. These factors might cause a person to fall ill. Nurses work to promote health and prevent illness. Their activities help the patient to regain health and keep a high level of health. Nursing care includes understanding the patient's psychosocial, cultural, and economic backgrounds. In this way, the nurse can help the patient to keep and promote health, prevent illness, and adapt to changes that illness produces.